So I'm here today as a representative from SACOM, the Sexual Assault Center of McGill Student Society. And every year we have a memorial to commemorate the Polytechnique massacre and to remember that we are still struggling against violence in our society. And so I'd like to just talk a little bit about what actually happened. So it's 22 years since December 6, 1989, where 14 women were killed in an act to fight feminism. Basically, Mark Lapine went into Polytechnique and basically said that it is because of the women here that he didn't get into the school and that it is the feminists that are ruining his life. And in his suicide note, he actually explains that he's not a crazy person. He's not irrational, and he describes himself as rational and taking extreme measures. And I think that is really important to note, that we tend to put these acts of violence, we tend to place them on these people that are walking around and are just looking for bad things to do, and they're bad from the start and all these things. But I think that it's really important to realize that this is an act that represents the systemic oppression that exists. And so basically what came out of this day is it's now the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women. Some other things that did come out of this event had a problem with the fact that it took so much time for the police to even enter the building. So there was better security and the protocol was revamped. There's also the White Ribbon campaign started by men in solidarity. And also the Coalition for Gun Control, which was to basically tighten laws on being able to obtain guns. I think there's also a lot of significance with the fact that we are in Montreal, and I'm a student, and a lot of people that I'm surrounded with and that are listening right now and that live in the city are students, and this isn't something that we can just say was a one-time isolated incident, although it is huge compared to what we've seen in history, and that is why we commemorate it today. But I think it is really important to look at the significance of that we're in Montreal, this happened in Montreal, and that it is our responsibility as people who live in Montreal, and also just as citizens who witness this kind of violence and these kind of actions on a daily basis. Not to this extent, but we do witness it on a daily basis, and it's important to recognize that.
So after Mark Lapine shot the 14 women, he claimed he was fighting feminism. I'm wondering, what are some of the links that SACOMS has drawn between the work that they do, the connections between the work that they do, and the December 6th massacre?
Well, we talk a lot in our services. We offer different services, and we talk a lot about how sexual assault comes from this power imbalance and from the way that our society is structured and the dominance that exists, and how there are all these marginalized groups that when like these identities intersect, then it limits people's ability to access resources and support, and they're put in positions of vulnerability. And I'll give an example specifically with women. You talked a little bit about how the 2110 Center that has action about like Indigenous women. There are over 500 that have been murdered and missing, and they're women within this marginalized group, which also intersects with class issues because of the way that Indigenous people are seen in our society. And so as this, all these like intersecting identities, these women are completely lost, they're completely forgotten, and this violence happens, and it's, and no one says anything. And that's just one example. And I think, although this is the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women, it's also really important to look at all of the oppressed groups in our society and look at the way violence is used to keep them as oppressed groups.